Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
A rookie takes more than seven games in the NFL to get adjusted. You know, he is progressing just fine, and, you know, it's no surprise to us. You see that in the offseason. You know, he's 21, I think, years old, but he acts like a 31-year-old. Like, he's been in it for 10 years, and he's back there making calls. He's back there encouraging guys in the locker room, all this stuff, and you can see why he was so high on the Ravens board.
So that's Kyle Hamilton talking about Malachi Starks, and he can empathize with what Malachi Starks went through earlier this season because Kyle Hamilton went through it as a rookie. We talked about it earlier, the fact that his rookie year, Hamilton's, that Dolphins game, Marcus Peters is chewing him out on the field for missed assignments, and now here he is, a guy that, quite frankly, is indispensable to this football team.
Yeah, I mean, look, Kyle Hamilton has certainly emerged as the face of this defense. We were talking about it even when this defense was bad because Roquan wasn't really around, and Matabike's hurt, and Marlon had been sort of in and out of the lineup a little bit. And so Kyle seemed to be really stepping into a leadership role where he's not just talking about his own play, but speaking to the team in general, the positives, the negatives. And then also, you know, taking on that leadership role in terms of mentoring other people, which is, he's still, I mean, what is the kid, 25 years old? But that's the nature of this sport. And that defense has turned over a fair amount. And the days of having the Calais Campbells around are long gone. The days of a Marcus Peters, a different type of leader, but maybe a little more tough love. But yeah, so I think Hamilton has embraced all that, and he has become the face of this defense, shedding its skin and changing its colors yet again and doing it for the positive. It seems to take till October, November for things to gel and ferment and figure it out. And he is the second most important football player on this team. And you could maybe make the case in some ways, maybe even the most important, because we just saw them win a game without Lamar, where Snoop, I mean, he was the best quarterback on the field. He outplayed Caleb Williams.
Yes, he did.
They didn't get off to a great start, and he still found a way to win a football game for them. Given the state of where this offense is right now, you take Kyle Hamilton away from this defense, and now, I don't know, like, you're not winning shootouts, you're not chucking the ball downfield, you're not getting explosives offensively. Boy, you better make them earn it defensively. You better have someone who can help create some havoc and get the quarterback off kilter in his own way because of those long limbs, because of what he's able to do around the line of scrimmage, tip balls, tackles for loss, like, all that stuff is so huge right now. And without Nnamdi Matabike for the foreseeable future and maybe forever, if you were to take a Hamilton away, I just think this defense would be well below ordinary.
It would be devastating. And we talk a lot with the edge group, and now without Nnamdi Matabike, the defensive line in general. Who in those two rooms keeps defensive coordinators up at night? They don't have that guy. But Kyle Hamilton is that guy for this defense, where opposing offensive coordinators, they're telling their quarterback, you got to find 14 every single play because you don't know where the heck he's going to be lined up, whether it's in the box, in the slot, along the edge, and then back deep at safety. You don't know where Kyle Hamilton is going to be on any given snap, and that's a huge benefit to Zach Orr.
To be fair, Lamar Jackson keeps defensive coordinators up all night by himself, but I know what you're saying. No, the other guys.
I'm saying defensively. When I brought up the edge and defensive line, obviously Lamar Jackson does.
It's amazing how he has saved their defense two straight seasons doing something completely different. Last year it was, he's got to settle down the back end because they're a disaster back there because Eddie Jackson stinks and Marcus Williams stinks. So we got to put Kyle on the back. He settled everything down. This year, we got to get him back up. So we go and the Ravens go and they trade for Aloy Gilman to go to the three safety set. And we've talked a lot about how they should have done that before the start of the season. Alas, they didn't. And now they've got the defense playing good football again because he's now that jackknife guy, that Swiss Army knife guy.
Well, and look, if you start to spin it forward, because we've talked a lot about where they're going to have to do a lot of work this offseason, but he's also the one guy they've got extended. Like, we don't know about Likely. I mean, the Lamar thing could get a little ugly. We don't know about Linderbaum. And given what comes with a franchise tag there, right, we know why he wasn't tagged, but that also means, you know, things could get interesting in the marketplace. And we know when a guy isn't extended here before he goes into his walk year and he's going to get paid like best of breed, that usually means he's leaving. So Hamilton's the one they've secured. And if you start spinning it forward, all right, I would think they're going to keep Gilman around here. Mm-hmm. And then you get Ardarius back on the other side of this injury for next year, right? All of a sudden, and then maybe you keep drafting a sixth round, seventh round street safety who is better than you think, or you keep developing these kids. Knock wood, you go into next offseason already having sufficient depth. So you know from week one, Kyle Hamilton is the line of scrimmage chess piece.
I can't imagine Eric DaCosta would make that same mistake again. Not after this past year.
But think about last year, if he could have been used this way. Like,
They
had to take him and put him in the Gilman role last year to make the defense adequate. Like, imagine if they had adequate safety play, if any of those free agent signings would have worked out, or they would have made better ones, if they had got rid of taking the loss on Marcus in the offseason when they should have, not let him help kill the first half of your season, and then find a replacement level safety to adequately replace him, and you let Hamilton be Hamilton all of last year, maybe they go past Buffalo. Yeah. Maybe that's the year, because we all said in real time, boy, you're telling me Lamar can be that much better than this? I don't know that he couldn't be. Like, maybe he could be better. Maybe he could be as good a time or two, a year or two. But can he? Can this offense really ever be better than this? And you're playing Hamilton not in his best position. No. The most important in your player in your defense
he's
is
being
not
the
being used in his best way
he's the
possible,
Band-Aid.
Just so you can try to only give up 28 and see if Lamar can score you 35. That, again, in real time. And we all said they have to do it, and they did it, but that's suboptimal.
For sure. It was oversight in both of those years, and heck, I remember, I think it was the end-of-season press conference where Ken, you asked Eric DaCosta the question about getting a third safety, and he was talking all up and down about it. You draft Malachi Starks, and then you lose Ardarius Washington for the year, and you didn't bring in anyone else.
He has become so good. I do wonder, though, because they've fallen behind. He's probably not a guy that's going to be in the running for Defensive Player of the Year.
No.
But, man, oh, man, if he can do this for a full season and they're good defensively, he's going to start getting that kind of recognition.
Yeah, but, I mean, you saw in the second half of McDonald's final year here, like, that's when he got unlocked.
Yep.
And to basically have to punt on what may have been Lamar's best year with the Lamar of your defense in a role that doesn't play to his true difference-making strength. It's kind of odd. A little weird.
It's unfortunate how things work out sometimes. By the way, the Ravens on the practice field today. And Rashad Bateman, Jay Higgins, Justice Hill, Marlon Humphrey, Lamar Jackson all didn't practice. Harbs did say, and we'll hear from him coming up at 5:30. He did say he expects Lamar on the field tomorrow. Isaiah Likely, Keaton Mitchell, Malachi Starks all limited today. So we'll see if they practice tomorrow, if that's something that they're just massaging through or something that happened during practice today.
I also don't, and you pointed this out a while ago, Keaton Mitchell showing up on the injury report after it's limited, and obviously you expect him to play, but
it's one of those things, and we don't know the answer to this. Is it something they're just like he had a bump and they're massaging him through the week, or did something happen during practice today and he had to leave early? That's the thing we don't know.
Yeah.
Either way, his durability with him is going to, that's the number one question.
Coming up next, Maryland basketball. They beat Alcorn State last night, but are we feeling good about that win as they take on Marquette over the weekend? We'll discuss next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Next here on the Fan.
You need to be close to 80 in defensive rebound percentage. If you want to be first in offensive rebound percentage in our history, we have done that a few times. Your number needs to be probably close to 40. I don't think that necessarily we're going to approach those numbers, but we need to get closer. Because if we get closer, then that's less time that we're on defense. And that's potentially more times that we're going to get fouled. And that's potentially less times that we're going to foul them, if that makes sense.
So that's Buzz Williams talking after Maryland's 84-64 win over Alcorn State. And that's the good news. They won by 20. The bad news is they were only up 6 at the half. And the offense kind of disjointed at times again.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough watch. And I think Buzz knows it, and I think he's telling us in his own way and in a pretty transparent fashion that this is a team that's going to have to out-ugly people. And he's got to figure out who he can trust on the most to sort of be as willing and able to get ugly. And he just keeps talking about a metric that, from an aesthetic standpoint, is probably not what fans want to hear, but I just think he's keeping it real. He keeps talking about we need to get fouled a whole lot more than we fouled the other team. We need to get to the line way more than the other team. And we need to out-scrap and out-hustle, out-loose ball the other team because we're not going to out-talent the other team. And he's saying that with all due respect to the Coppins and the Alcorns of the world because, like, they haven't from an aesthetic standpoint, from a shot-making standpoint, outside of the first half against Coppin. Like, nah, man, it's rough.
And in the clip that we played earlier, he was talking about we need to find the five guys that can give us the highest effort, the highest. And you brought up the loose balls, the 50-50 balls, like get to the line. That's what they have to do because otherwise scoring is going to be really difficult. And you saw that last night in the first half where they didn't make a shot from the floor in the final 8 minutes against Alcorn State in the first half.
So they beat Alcorn State last night. Saturday will be at Marquette will be a much different test. And Buzz Williams used to coach at Marquette. So yeah. It'll be a reunion of sorts. And Buzz talked about looking at his time at Marquette.
Completely changed my life, completely forever changed our four children's lives. I didn't know you at that point, but it's not hard to research. I should not have gotten that job. by any stretch of the imagination. I was the head coach at the University of New Orleans 6 months after Hurricane Katrina. We played seven guarantee games. We went 14-17, 9-9 in the Sun Belt Conference. And on my 365 days, 65th day, I resigned. I was 34, I think, when I resigned. I was sued by the University of Louisiana system. I did not know Tom Crean. I did not know the Big East. That was such a blessing. I did not take that job thinking that I was going to be the head coach. They interviewed me 14 times in 7 days. My wife was involved in three of those interviews. There were three or four people that had really big guts that stepped out of their comfort zone to make a decision to hire me. That's a top 15 job, no matter who the coach is there. History speaks to that. But that decision by those decision makers completely changed the life that my children have lived. It was a special time. I was completely overwhelmed. I was scared out of my mind. I was not skilled enough to do the job by any stretch. Administratively, institutionally, within the community, there were a lot of people that were mentoring me and helping me in all of the deficiencies that I had. And then there was a lot of good players and good coaches. You can research those numbers. Those numbers are because of other people, not because of me. And so I've benefited from that, which is potentially what eventually led to every other job that I've had. And so I haven't been back to play a game. I haven't played Marquette in any sort of way. So I've been praying about it for a long time since Colleen told me we were playing them. And we'll handle it the right way. And after what we're doing on a daily basis here, my energy and emotion will be consumed with, can we figure out how to do the things that are important here?
There's a lot to unpack there.
It's obviously going to be, and it sounded like he went out of his way not to have ever played Marquette since he left. And obviously this is scheduled by Willard.
Yes.
He didn't even realize it when he took the job. One of the people on the staff there is like, hey, by the way, coach, here's the schedule for next year. And look where we are in, right around Thanksgiving. Like, he went on to talk about his wife and his kids and whether they're going to come or it might be too emotional. And like, I don't know. Like, there's a lot there. Obviously, that place changed his life, changed the trajectory of generational wealth within his family.
And also for his career in general, because he's been multiple stops since then.
I mean, I don't know. I like this guy. I think he's transparent. Like, I think he's
Ben doesn't like
no, but I'm like he's letting you kind of know where things stand. And look, expectations over time will go up. I think he's going there right now. Like, he don't want to embarrass himself, but I think he's probably in the just having heard. I would listen to the old press conferences. I think he's a little worried that his team's going to get unmasked.
I did enjoy, Ben, 1 second. I did enjoy there. I think he meant to say three or four people with a lot of guts made the decision to hire him, but he said three or four people with big guts. So it's a big gut. So he said three or four fat people.
Like a super size
super size guts. Ben, you're not a fan?
That's not, no. I'm not a fan of Buzz. I'm not a fan of watching what I've been watching the past three games. It's awful. I don't feel like watching it. But I'm not a fan of Buzz, and I get it. Like, this is year one. But to that point in 2025 in college basketball, year one for other guys, they've been able to figure out. I just think I would like to see them figure it out offensively. I don't want to watch the Terps from 2 years ago with even less defense.
I think that's what you're getting.
Yeah, that was fun 2 years ago. Hey, coming up next, we get back to the Ravens.
Hey, at least he won't quit on the team at Thanksgiving.
No, so he will not. He will, and my guess is year two is better than year one.
I think so.
Real quick, go back and watch Willard's presser from, he played Sacred Heart yesterday, I believe. He throws Tafar Gapari under the bus.
Yeah, they had some injury. What happened?
Like, we got guys who don't know the importance of practice. He's like, we got somebody right now who their foot hurts. And he's wow. And all the players are like, start dying laughing. He took a shot at it, and it was Gapari who was here.
Oh. Good riddance, bald rat.
Ah, man. He's still being fun, that Kevin Willard.
And full disclosure, we've got no issues with bald people.
No.
We're actually
just him.
We kind of.
Yeah, we like
favor bald people.
Yeah, but
like, not the bald rat.
We like baldies, just not him.
Correct.
Yeah. Come back. John Harbaugh met with the media today as the Ravens back on the practice field. What did he have to say? We'll hear from him next here on The Fan.
This is a knee, so it's not the hamstring, nothing there. Some soreness coming out of the game. So he should be okay. I'm looking forward to practice tomorrow.
Harbs, that was about Lamar Jackson. He says, well, he's got a little soreness coming out of the game. He should be on the practice field tomorrow. The injury report, remember a week ago, we had nobody on the injury report. They were throwing out there, nobody.
That's what happens. He played one game in 23 days or whatever it was.
Rashad Bateman did not practice with an ankle. We don't expect him to play Sunday with a high ankle sprain. Jay Higgins had a serious injury. That could be an IR situation. He did not practice with knee. Justice Hill's got a toe. Marlon Humphrey had finger surgery. He has already been declared out for Sunday. We know about Lamar. And then Isaiah Likely, Keaton Mitchell, and Malachi Starks all limited today.
Well, look, it made sense. We talked about it early in the week. If you're even thinking about this Marlon thing, and it really is 2 to 3 weeks, go look at the quarterbacks, and this would be the time to do it. So that makes sense. We've also talked about the run game and the state of the run game and the state of the offensive line. And I don't think it's going to get where it was last year, and I think it's going to have to be better in the playoffs, and I think that's going to require Lamar being someone who, not just as a default or not just as a scramble drill, or improvisation, I think there's going to have to be more intent to utilize the mesh point and utilize RPOs and make his legs a little more sort of foundational part of this. It was never going to be this week, even before we knew about the injury report. But we're probably closer to it than not. And I think especially without explosives coming in the pass game and not a whole lot of hope or expectation for it, We're gonna need prime Lamar scampering down the field in the postseason.
And we just haven't seen it this year. He's got one game in which he's got more than 50 rushing yards, and that was week one against the Bills. And, you know, he just never seemed like he was full speed yet.
This is the time of year when usually we're looking at saying, you know what, he's a lot closer to 1,000 rushing yards than you might think. Or, you know what, like even 1,200 rushing yards isn't out of the question. I don't think we're getting there, and that's fine. Close. But... like, I also don't think they're winning 3 straight playoff games or 4 straight playoff games unless he's running for 70 yards in a couple of them.
More from Harv speaking today. What about Justice Hill? What's going on there?
Yeah, he's also dealing with something he couldn't practice with today. So we've got 2 or 3 or 4 of those kind of things. A couple other guys, you know, so.
Yeah. He's got a thing. The toe is what Justice Hill had. And I will say again, he seemed to get to hurt something on the opening kickoff on Sunday. Walked off gingerly, did come back in the game, but when I saw he didn't practice, it didn't surprise me completely.
Weird things happen when they play in Cleveland, and I don't think they're going to have to chase this game. But if something is off with Justice Hill, and if they do have to play from behind and open it up and throw more than we think without Bateman there to even be a deep decoy, I think Justice Hill could be an important little piece in terms of all hands on deck on Myles Garrett.
Absolutely. And they were getting after Lamar in that first matchup before Myles Garrett left due to an injury.
The rookie also, Graham.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mason Graham. He's having a nice year. And so is that. Not a pass rusher, but Schlesinger's having a nice year too. They did a good job of drafting everywhere but quarterback. And
have a quarterback who's okay, but
they don't want to play him.
They keep running this kid out there.
Let's go to cut 4. About way, Ben. What's going on with Marlon Humphrey?
Marlon had the finger pinned, so Marlon won't be playing in the game. But he'll be recovering, and hopefully the next week he'll be back.
So he's going to be we talked about this earlier. They're playing the Browns with a rookie quarterback who doesn't look like he can do the job, and then the Jets who can't pass the ball. So they said it's like a 1 to 2 week injury. This is the perfect time for him to have the surgery.
Yeah, I don't think you need to belabor that point or see if he can gut through one more game, and does it feel better on the other side of it? Like, this feels like easy for me to say. I mean, I'm not the one getting pinned, putting my finger, but I guess it's probably the prudent thing to do.
These are the two worst quarterbacks remaining on their schedule.
Yes.
I think we can all say that without question.
I think there's hard to argue that.
Yeah.
Beltway Ben says we should play this cut. Harbs asked if there's any comfort in knowing they've won in weeks when they've dealt with all these injuries.
I'm not too worried about that, really. I mean, it's the guys, it's a game. We played a game, you know, it's a physical game. It's I think if you look around the league, there's going to be guys who don't practice on Wednesday. You know, it's part of the deal. So it's there's going to be a guy or two maybe that'll miss the game. That's okay. You know, we've got guys ready to back up, but it's not in the category of before. You know, it's not in that category. So I think this is more of a normal kind of a week that way.
I guess he's referring to like Matabike before, like that guy getting hurt who's not coming back. These are normal bumps and bruises.
Or like the weeks where they're playing without Matabike and without Roquan.
The
and
Texans
with
game.
Marlin. Yeah. Marlin was, then Marlin leaves. And,
Yeah,
I think that's what he's referring to.
Mm-hmm. We haven't talked about this yet, so let's go with cut 7, Beltway Ben. Harbs was at Jair Alexander is stepping away from football a week after he was traded to the Eagles, and Harbs was asked if he was surprised by that.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I think that was just think the world of Jair, you know. And I know he's going through. He's been a challenge. It's such a challenge for him because we were with him every day in here, and he was working hard to get back, practicing hard to get back. So, you know, I haven't talked to him or anything like that, so I can't speak to him. But I just think the world of him, and I know he'll figure it out for sure. He's just a good person and hardworking guy.
It's an interesting situation. I did see the guy who covers the Eagles for the Athletic, and his name, I forget his name, Berman, I think is his last name. He did say that because the trade was consummated and Jair passed his physical, that the trade is done. There's no trade. Like, if people were concerned that the trade would be voided, it can't be voided, but it is a week. It got my radar up a little that they said, you're good. We don't need you in Green Bay. And then here we are a few days later. He's like, I'm going to step away.
Yeah, it just, he hasn't, has not looked like himself since, I guess, the first couple weeks of practice. When he got hurt again that early on, it was a huge red flag for me. Like, I just wondered about where he is in his career and him being in a pillow contract, prove it year when he thought he might have gotten another bag from the Packers. And then he gets hurt again, and that's the knock on him. And then he comes back, and Josh Allen's picking on him. And then
You pointed out in real time, though, leading up to that season opener, that he wouldn't play him, and I'm sure he wanted to go out there. It's prime time against the Bills, the team that knocked out the Ravens last year. I feel like how we view all of this changes so much because he played in that game and because he was a big reason why they lost that game. And
he was chasing a lot.
It's been weird from the jump. And even in the beginning when he got his knee drained and then only missed a day of practice, and you're like, okay, whatever. But it's just a sign of things to come.
But guys, those first 2 weeks of training camp.
I hope he just gets in a good place now and whatever.
Yeah,
figures some things out, and obviously a break from the NFL is in order for him. And so hopefully he can salvage his career.
It's a shame when your body lets you down, which it seems like that's obvious what's going on with Jair Alexander. Yeah. And so sometimes it's the reality of sports. It's a physical
sport.
Yeah. We will come back, get the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, and get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio coming up at 6 here on The Fan. Mike Elias speaking at the GM meetings. A couple of notes before we get to text today. He says that it's unlikely the team will hire a GM this offseason. Said that they will still could use the GM title for hire in the future. He says that they will be behaving as buyers, and what's more, the ownership is willing to go into the red to help the team in the short term.
Yeah.
He also said the wish list, frontline starter, back end reliever, veteran hitter, maybe a center fielder.
Okie dokie. Get to work. So,
that's Mike Elias speaking at the GM meetings in the last 15 minutes, for what it's worth. So, free agency's open for business.
Hot stove season.
It's starting to simmer. And it's cold out, so we need a little heat.
Fire, Bone.
By the way, Ben, let's get the text of the day.
Check 1-2. Check. That's all. The day. Text of the day comes from Gavin in Baltimore, who says, "Don't love hearing Lamar is banged up as we're approaching a matchup with the Browns, who have as physical of a defense that we'll see."
I did mention earlier, the Ravens as a team have 12 sacks. Myles Garrett has 11.
Yeah, I mean, you got to tread carefully here with Lamar. We've seen bad things happen to him in Cleveland before. That defense, particularly at home, is absolutely menacing.
Ball's going to come out quick again.
Yeah. It should. Well, yeah. I'm with you there, Bone.
I will be interested to see who's on the field tomorrow. Now, Harps told us Lamar will be on the field, but the other guys, like it is Likely and Starks and Keaton Mitchell, yeah. Are these guys they're massaging through, or are these guys that got banged up during practice and left? I'm curious to see what practice was like tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, again, if Dylan Gabriel beats them with his arm, regardless of any, like,
you don't deserve to make the playoffs.
They have enough players under contract that they can fill out a secondary. So even if they had to get by without their free safety, you could paint me a picture of how this goes awry a bunch of different ways. If it includes Dylan Gabriel carving them up,
yeah, that's something.
Then we got real problems.
Bone, what do we have on tomorrow's show?
It's not a Thursday without Baldy and the Burge.
Ryan
Baldinger, Lucy Burge, two IA Hall of Famers, and Kent Carman, who does mornings for our sister station in Cleveland, will be joining us as well.
I'm curious where he is on this whole, and I think he's funny, very opinionated, so I'm curious to get into the whole Shador part of this with him. Like, why is Dylan Gabriel still playing?
Yeah, it's never boring in Cleveland. Huh? There's always... always something going on.
Yeah.
Speaking of things going on tonight, you can... probably Big Ten Plus, I'm guessing.
I think it's Big Ten Network.
For the Terps or Terps UCLA tonight? Big Ten?
Yeah.
Big Ten.
So I will definitely be keeping an eye on that. Excited for that. Go, Sasha.
I think, men's soccer, Big Ten Network.
Big Ten.
Yeah, because I had the press release up when we had him on.
Yeah.
So,
get out to Ludwig if you can.
Yes. But warning,
we're down one car. So warning, it's not a possibility
yeah,
for me.
You'll keep coming back if you go out once. Is what Sasha said.
It's a great environment.
Yeah,
it really is. It's arguably the best college soccer on campus environment in this country.
Wow. Coming up next, Infinity Sports Radio. We will talk to you tomorrow at 2 here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.